This week, a single solar panel, the size you might see on a commercial roof, produced over 900 watts of power. For years, the industry has been chasing 500 watts. Now, a new technology has nearly doubled that, shattering efficiency records that have stood for decades. The question for Western companies is no longer if this technology is coming, but how to survive and compete now that it's here. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are focused on one story, because the developments are coming so fast, they are fundamentally redrawing the energy landscape. We're talking about perovskite solar technology. For years, it's been a promising lab experiment. This week, it became a commercial reality, with Chinese companies announcing mass production and world record efficiencies that leave traditional silicon panels in the dust.
That's right. This isn't an incremental improvement. It's a step change. We're seeing a rapid shift from research to industrial scale, primarily driven by Chinese giants. The implications for energy independence, manufacturing competition, and supply chains in the U.S. and Europe are immediate and profound.
Troy, let's start with the raw numbers, because they are staggering. We're seeing a flood of world record announcements. What's the core technology here, and how big a leap are we talking about?
The technology is the perovskite silicon tandem solar cell. It's a hybrid approach. A thin, semi-transparent layer of perovskite material is placed on top of a traditional silicon cell. The perovskite captures high-energy light, like blues and greens, and the silicon underneath captures the lower-energy reds and infrared. This dual absorption strategy smashes through the theoretical efficiency limit of silicon-only cells, which is around 27%.
And the new records?
They are coming in daily. Jinko Solar just hit a certified 34.82% efficiency for a lab sale. But more importantly, we're seeing this translate to full-size products. Trina Solar announced a world record module with 29.2% aperture efficiency, producing an unprecedented 907 watts. For context, most high-end commercial panels today are in the 22-23% efficiency range. This is a massive leap in power density.
So a 30% jump in efficiency. How does this specifically affect a U.S. or European manufacturer who just invested millions in a state-of-the-art silicon panel factory?
They are facing an existential threat. Their product roadmap has just been rendered obsolete years ahead of schedule. Competing on the old metrics of dollars per watt against low-cost incumbents is a losing battle. Now they face a new technology with superior performance that will eventually also have a lower cost structure. Their immediate challenge is that customers with limited roof or land space will now demand the higher power density of tandem modules.
What about for trading companies and distributors? Do they need to start sourcing these panels immediately?
They need to be planning for it. The first commercial shipments are coming this year. GCL Perovskite, for example, is starting mass shipments from its 500-megawatt production line by the end of the third quarter of 2026. Western distributors need to be in talks with these new suppliers now. The market will bifurcate into premium, high-density perovskite tandem products and lower-cost, lower-efficiency legacy silicone. Not having a high-performance option will be a major portfolio weakness within 18 months.
So, the actionable insight for executives?
If you're a manufacturer, you must evaluate licensing perovskite technology or forging R&D partnerships immediately. Look at the collaboration between the UK's Oxford PV and Germany's Fraunhofer ISE. They achieved 25.6% on a module. That's the path forward. For distributors, secure your supply chain for tandem modules now, even on a pilot basis, to understand the logistics and performance. The technology is moving too fast to wait.
This brings us to the manufacturing reality. Records are one thing, but producing millions of panels is another. You mentioned GCL is shipping this year. What does the global manufacturing landscape look like, and where do the US and Europe stand?
The landscape is heavily tilted towards China. GCL has a 500-megawatt line operational. Utmolite just launched its Chuangxi S2 commercial module, a 500-watt panel designed for weather resistance. LONGi began pilot production in November 2025. These aren't just lab curiosities. They are fully-fledged industrial products with TÜV certifications. China is aggressively scaling up to gigawatt-level factories.
And in the West?
The scale is vastly different. In the U.S., a startup called Tandem PV has just launched a pilot factory in Fremont, California. It's a crucial step, but it's a pilot line, not a 500-megawatt mass production facility.
In Europe, the strength remains in R&D and advanced manufacturing techniques, like the industrial-compatible slot die coating process used by IPVF in France and TU Delft to achieve a 31% efficient sale. They have the knowledge, but not the industrial scale yet.
So for a European manufacturer of factory equipment or specialized materials, what's the opportunity?
The opportunity is immense, but specific. They are unlikely to compete with China on producing the final modules at scale. However, they can become critical suppliers of the high-precision manufacturing tools, the specialized chemicals for perovskite inks, and the advanced encapsulation materials required for long-term stability. The European expertise is in the picks and shovels of this gold rush.
And for a U.S. distributor, does this mean they will be almost entirely dependent on Chinese supply for this next-gen tech?
In the short to medium term, yes. The volume will come from China. This creates a significant supply chain risk, but also an opportunity for those who can secure early partnerships. Distributors should be looking at companies like Tandem PV in the U.S. as a potential long-term domestic alternative, but they need to be realistic about their production volumes for the next couple of years. Diversification will be key.
So the action for executives is to reevaluate their place in the value chain.
Precisely. If you are a Western manufacturer, don't try to beat GCL on volume. Instead, focus on high-margin, specialized equipment or materials where you have a technological edge. If you're a buyer or developer, you need to begin qualifying these new Chinese modules immediately to understand their real-world performance and bankability.
You've mentioned performance and bankability. There's a sense that this technology is changing the entire value proposition of solar. It's not just about cost anymore, is it?
Not at all. The paradigm is shifting from simple dollars per watt to a more sophisticated metric, lifetime energy generation per square meter. In land-constrained markets like Europe, Japan, and urban areas in the U.S., the ability to generate 30% more power from the same footprint is a massive economic driver. This dramatically improves the return on investment for any area-limited project.
And this is opening up entirely new markets, correct? I saw reports about space and agriculture.
Yes, and this is where Western companies might find a unique competitive edge. A Cornell University study found that using perovskite tandem PV in agrivoltaics, co-locating solar panels in crops, could offset 30.9 million tons of CO2 and save 8.4 billion cubic meters of water annually in the U.S. alone. This is a high-value application that requires sophisticated system design.
And space? It sounds like science fiction.
It's happening now. GCL is launching a computing satellite this year, powered by its 30.2% efficient perovskite silicon tandem modules. In South Korea, Hanwha Solutions is participating in a Lunar Pro project. Perovskites are lightweight, flexible, and potentially more radiation tolerant, making them ideal for space. With SpaceX's IPO on the horizon, the demand for space-based power is exploding.
So how can a U.S. or European technology firm capitalize on this? It seems China is already moving into the space application.
While China is launching hardware, the opportunity for Western firms lies in the systems integration, software, and specialized components. Think about power management systems for satellites, robotics for deploying flexible arrays in space, or developing advanced radiation-hardened encapsulation that could become an industry standard. This is a systems-level challenge, not just a cell-level one.
And for trading companies, are they suddenly going to be fielding calls for panels to put on satellites?
Unlikely directly, but the halo effect is significant. Technology proven in space gains immense credibility and bankability for terrestrial applications. Distributors should market this. They can tell customers, this is the same core technology that's powering satellites in orbit. It's a powerful validation of reliability and performance, addressing key customer concerns about a new technology.
So the actionable advice is to look beyond the commodity panel market.
Absolutely. Executives should be exploring these high-margin niche applications, investigate agrivoltaics partnerships, engage with aerospace and defense contractors, and position your company as a provider of high-performance solutions, not just a seller of panels. That is the sustainable path forward in this new landscape.
Okay, Troy, a lot of information to process this week. Let's boil it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for executives in the U.S. and Europe?
First, the age of perovskite commercialization is here, and China is in the lead with mass production starting now. Western firms must accept this reality and urgently redefine their competitive strategy away from volume and towards high-value niches.
Second,
the value proposition for solar has changed. It's no longer just about the lowest cost per watt. The new benchmark is power density, watts per square meter. This opens up huge opportunities in land-constrained markets and creates a premium for technological superiority, an area where European and U.S. firms can still excel.
And the final takeaway?
New applications are creating new markets. Agrivoltaics and space power are moving from theory to reality, driven by the unique properties of perovskites. Western executives should actively explore these adjacent sectors for opportunities in systems, software, and specialized materials, rather than engaging in a head-to-head manufacturing battle they are currently not positioned to win.
A fundamental shift in the energy landscape happening right now. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for the analysis, Troy.
My pleasure, Susie.
To our listeners in manufacturing, trading, and technology, we hope this intelligence helps you stay ahead of the curve. Join us again next week for your strategic briefing. Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts.